Hey guys, I am so excited for Ethos Training Systems to be the official sponsor for my podcast, Getting Zen with Gen Z. They are located at 314 West Institute Place, Chicago, and are Chicago's first sustainable strength, conditioning, and mobility group training facility. Their three main focuses are fat loss and conditioning, strength development, and injury prevention and mobility. Be sure to sign up for their new client promo at ethostrainingshy.com and make them your number one for all your training needs. Follow them on Instagram at Ethos Training Shy for awesome tips and updates. Getting Zen with Gen Z. Empowering, motivating, and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Getting Zen with Gen Z. Today's guest is Matthew Hoffman. He's an artist and designer based in Chicago. I'm so excited to have him on today as I really want to hear more about his story, but he created the whole You Are Beautiful mission and project. And I love people who basically inspire and motivate others. You guys know that that's one of the most important things to me, and just really making people feel good about themselves. So I thought Matthew was the perfect guest to have on. One of my teammates, jujitsu teammates, has a mutual friend with Matthew and was like, you need to get this guy on your podcast. So I'm very excited to welcome you here today. And thank you for taking the time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. So tell us first off, I want everyone to know that you do have a flagship store in Chicago, and it's 3368 North Elston. It's the You Are Beautiful flagship store, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you guys been open?
So we had our official grand opening December 8th mm-hmm. and spent a good chunk of the year before that kind of building it out.
Okay.
So yeah, we've been open since December.
Awesome. And how's it been going? Good?
It's been going really good. And, you know, kind of where we were before that, mm-hmm. we've been working out of my garage.
So it's a little different.
Yeah, a lot different. Yeah. To go from like a two-car garage to a 5,000 square foot facility mm-hmm. Where we make everything in the back and then the front has retail and a gallery and public space that we have open every single day. And so it's
awesome.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to have this space and try to create it into a community hub where we're having like workshops and events and things and just to find ways to best utilize the space and bring people together.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, I want to hear more. We'll talk more about some events and things coming up later, but tell us a little bit about your background and story. Have you been an artist and pretty creative all your life?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think when I was real little, mm-hmm. I was like a tinkerer. I really enjoyed kind of like taking apart radios and, you know, just kind of like messing around with things. Mm-hmm. I'd never really say like artist or anything or made art.
Right.
And then in middle school, I took metalsmithing and woodworking and I just fell in love with woodworking. There's something about like the naturalness of the wood and just that you can make anything and it's amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a great skill to have.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was all functional, like I made my mom a bread box, you know, mm-hmm. and things like that. And then going into my senior year in high school, I found out that I had to take one arts class in order to get my honors diploma. And my mom made it very clear that I was going to be getting that honors diploma.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So yes, that was a requirement. And, go mom. That's
yeah,
great.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I took this course in graphic arts and, it was the last period of every day. And I mean, it was an amazing facility and we learned, I learned how to use an SLR camera, learned how to make and develop my own prints, learned how to use an airbrush. Yeah. They had a whole computer lab. And so learned all the different computer programs. And by the end of that year, I had declared my degree in graphic design.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And what a great program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So then how did your career kind of take off after that?
Yeah. So we were in Indiana at the time, mm-hmm. and I went to Ball State. I got my degree in graphic design, mm-hmm. and then I really, did everything that I could to get to Chicago because I really wanted to get here.
Yeah.
And so I found a job at a publishing firm in Lincolnwood.
Okay.
And I stayed there 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What made you want to come to Chicago?
I think that, I mean, we were pretty close. So we were in South Bend.
Okay.
And so we would take a lot of field trips or take the South Shore here. Mm-hmm. And every time I saw like the skyline and just then got into the energy of the city, that it just captivated me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful city. I mean, you know,
yeah.
biased to that we are. Now, how did I, you know, I had always seen the You Are Beautiful stickers. And I never really knew much of the story behind it. I saw it, you know, and people would talk about it. But tell us kind of how that started and that began. Because it's been several years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it started in a small way right when I got here. So right when I moved here in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have sort of any network, no family or friends or anything. I just came here.
Uh-huh.
And so that was kind of exciting, like explore this whole new world all on my own. But also, as you know, like the urban environment is very chaotic. There's a lot of audible noise and visual noise.
For sure.
And a lot of advertisements sort of saying like, you know, you can't feel good about yourself until you buy our product.
Yes.
And then feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to sort of combat that a little bit and be a part of the conversation of, you know, there's nothing you need to do, nothing you need to buy, just be yourself and that's enough. And so I made 100 small stickers and just started slapping them up.
Just anywhere.
Yeah. And at the time I was living in Wicker Park, so that's where I was putting them up primarily.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And so I really liked that fact and I kept it also completely anonymous so that if you encountered the message, it was mm-hmm. all about you and that message in that moment, not about like who did it or why it's there or all this stuff. And I've tried to hold to that because I feel like if you ask 100 different people, what they feel about the message, you'd mm-hmm. get 100 different answers.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love that it helps you go on your own personal journey.
That's amazing. I mean, I think that message is so important. I, you know, always love to be able to empower and inspire others and just really to help people feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Just in whatever state they may be in, like you said, they don't need to rely on a product or something to make them feel good, but just really loving who you are mm-hmm. and having that self-love. You know, cause I mean, there's so many mixed messages and maybe, you know, negative messages out there, but really being able to share that and spread that, I think is just such an incredible, incredible thing. But there's obviously probably some meaning to it for you as well. So what was your connection to kind of wanting to spread that message?
Yeah. I mean, I think everything that you do is you're doing it for yourself, as, you know, as much as you're doing it for anyone else.
Definitely.
And I've always dealt with, you know, self-confidence and mm-hmm. issues like that. And so I think to have these little reminders, I think is really important. And when I landed on that phrase, I feel like that it's absolutely true about every single person,
mm-hmm.
that every single person is or has something beautiful about them,
yeah.
and that it's, you know, other phrases and things aren't necessarily true. Like if you were like, you are cool, like, well, like, I don't
like,
really
well,
identify
maybe.
As cool.
I don't
yet.
Know. Beautiful, yes. Cool, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, that is something that everyone in their own way, very unique and individual, is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every human just, you know, we spread that love and beauty. And that is definitely a message that I think resonates with everybody. So how did it grow? So you started just putting the stickers anywhere
mm-hmm.
out in public spaces.
Yeah, started putting them up. And like I said, I had worked as a designer. So it was a mm-hmm. passion project for a long time. So it was a nights and weekends thing.
Yeah.
Kind of running around doing it. And then right away, I put up just a single HTML web page that said, if you want 5 free stickers, send in a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, mail just started coming in.
Wow.
And so that was kind of cool because it's like, I think it got on some like those 101 free things.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure. You know. Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Yeah. And so then, yeah, people started sending in self-addressed stamped envelopes. And then as time went by, then those there started to be letters included, sort of mm-hmm. saying like, oh, I came across this sticker and this is what it did for me in this moment. So send me like a million stickers so that I can give other people that same moment.
Oh, how fulfilling was that for you? So I could like, I'm so sappy and I'm like that. I just get emotional, but that had to be everything.
It was amazing. And I think that it, I think a lot of, like, this project has given me more than I've given it over the years. And I think that when those things started coming in, it made me realize, oh, wow, that there's quite a bit of significance to this that I hadn't anticipated.
Right. I mean, it just grew probably way bigger than you ever thought it could have imagined and impacted so many people.
Yeah, for sure.
But to hear those stories, like, so people were just telling you how it made them feel and impacted their lives, and just, I mean, is there anything that kind of sticks out in your mind that was so significant? I mean, I'm sure all the stories are very important, but was there anything that you ever read that was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like this made that kind of impact on this person?
Yeah, I mean, certainly people have said, oh, that this, you know, brightened my day, or I came across it and it really made me smile, or I was having a dark day and I saw it and it just changed everything. Mm-hmm. And then some people have written it and said that, and it's something that, you know, I have to come to terms with as far as like the amount of power that the message has. But people have written in and said that it's like it hit them at this perfect moment and it completely saved their life.
Wow.
And that's a little more heavy than I ever wanted to take on, but I'm very proud that it has that ability.
When you hear a certain message, it's, you know, everything can be timing sometimes, and just seeing that, you know, it can, you know, save your life or change your life in such a huge way. And that's just incredible that something so simple can just help somebody so much. That's awesome. So how then, you put up a site, people were sending letters in. How did it evolve from that point?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically it kind of was like that, I kind of see that like the installations and the stickers is two separate sort of things. And so that like just kept growing and growing. Okay. And then I would just like, oh, I need more stickers. And oh, now I need, so what's the next price break? And what's the next price break? And
right.
So, and I was able to self-fund it for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also started making like little installations, little street art pieces. And so the first one was just fridge magnets glued to the underside of a bridge.
Okay.
And I was really scared to do it. And
yeah. I was going to say, did you just like go for it and do it? Do you need to like ask permission for these things?
So the first couple years of everything I was doing, the things were without permission.
Right. Yeah. Of course. Yes.
And, I like stepped back from that piece and it was just like so unimpressive. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I put myself through so much just to put this little piece up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still there.
Oh,
so that was like 2003. So it's been there, you know, 17 plus years.
Wow.
And then the first large scale piece. So it was wood, and I cut it out from like a crate I found in an alley and spent a couple weeks making it and finishing it and like varnishing it.
Right.
And we went and put it up, and I grabbed a couple pictures of it as I was, you know, driving away. And then I rode back on my bike an hour later to get proper photos of it, and it was already gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So somebody took it?
So yeah, somebody took it, and then they emailed a couple months later and said, I took the piece, I saved it from being destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
They were probably like, I mean, if they, you know, this piece of artwork is here and I don't want someone else to take it, but they took it. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they said, it's on my living room wall and I'm not going to return it, BTW.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I always like cite those two pieces as like, you never really know what's going to happen when you put yourself out there.
For sure.
And yeah, so there's good and bad to all of that.
Right. But I mean, wow, but they did email you.
Yeah.
That's interesting. They wanted you to know they were obviously enjoying it in you know, their own home.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how did like the popularity pick up? Like you created, because you have several installations, correct? Mm-hmm. Or you have done several in the city. So tell us a little bit about that. Where do you have them? What kind of messages? Because I know there's more than the You Are Beautiful, but you know, tell us where we can find these.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's about 35 pieces that are permanent in the Chicagoland area.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's an honor. Yeah.
I was like, how does that make you feel? I'm like,
yeah, I feel like last year, sort of like having all these permanent installations out in the world, mm-hmm. opening an actual storefront building, it's all beyond my wildest dreams.
That's
which
awesome.
Yeah, which is like amazing, and then I'm also a little confused on what to do next, but that's a whole nother
that'll
story.
Have,
yeah.
That yeah. It'll evolve. It has evolved. You gotta just trust,
right.
You know, things will happen.
Yeah.
They're meant to. So
but yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. So you know, like I said, the first pieces were without permission.
Mm-hmm.
And then either organizations or the city or different neighborhoods started reaching out and said, how can we get a piece in our area?
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And so we just started putting them up. And so I have a map, and I love the fact that it's like completely spread across the city, north to south. I mean, we've got things in Evanston and in Lincolnwood and Skokie, mm-hmm. all through the city, all the way down to Pullman.
Oh, wow.
And then we're obviously working, try to get, you know, further west.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a nice, like these little pins aren't like segregated in one spot. They're like all over the city.
All over. I was like, can you send me like the map so I can like put that out when we have the podcast?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know, everyone can see, like, go look at all these amazing pieces of art along the city and everywhere, you know, surrounding areas. That would be incredible. So what were the main, what did people want? Were a lot of people like, we want the You Are Beautiful, or did they want you to kind of create something different for them? What messages, because I know you do have more messages. What are some of the most popular messages that you have out there for the installations?
Yeah, so definitely, I actually kind of feel the same way, but people come and they're either like, we want You Are Beautiful.
Right.
Or they're like, You want to try something different,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it's two totally different camps. And,
and
depending on like how I wake up in the day, like I feel the same way, you know, it's great. There's this like permanent, you know, community driven message that is like solid.
Yes.
And then there's also like this playground for other ideas, to kind of like try out new things and see what works. So obviously, yeah, You Are Beautiful. There's Anything Is Possible. Go for it.
Yeah.
Turn Your Dreams into Reality. You know, just a lot of different things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so how big are your fixtures? Like, do they range in size, or do you kind of have a standard of what you usually do?
They're all pretty site specific.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go, and if it's like a fence, we'll measure the fence and try to create it to fit that fence. Or like the Go For It down in Pullman,
mm-hmm.
that's 12 feet high, 35 feet long, 4 feet
oh,
deep.
Wow.
And then it's on this sort of like lifted area. So mm-hmm. when you're standing, the ground that it's sitting on is like right here.
Okay.
So it just looks mammoth. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Wow. I was going to say, what's like the most creative, unique one that you've had to do? Or you think even like the most challenging?
I think all those things wrapped into one is the Go For It.
Yeah.
That was very, very early on, and I had never made like a 3D piece.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that gets complicated because it has to be their own structure.
Okay, like right.
The fence pieces are great because it's like, oh, like you have a structure. It's rock solid. We'll put this piece on it. It won't hurt the fence,
mm-hmm.
and it can be as temporary or as permanent as you want.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Wow.
But if you're making your own thing, it's like, okay, well, what happens when it's windy, what happens if someone climbs on it, you know, all these
right, all these
things,
factors that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
It's more than like, okay, we're gonna make this piece, but this is what we have to deal with and work with.
Yeah.
So how long did that take you to do? How long was that project?
Yeah, so that piece was really interesting. So JB Daniel, he lives down in the Pullman area, and he mm-hmm. was like, you gotta come down and do a piece. And there wasn't really any funding, and he went around to the different neighbors and said, hey, can you, you know, chip in $100 towards this project that we want to do? Or if you can't, do you want to come help build it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And so collected
the people involved.
Yeah. Enough money. And then we had one of the old train yard where they built the train cars.
Mm-hmm.
We built the piece, and I went down and stayed there for a week.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
we just made it. And so it was really fun because it was sort of a community thing where all these different people were involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. That's so awesome. I just, when everybody can come together, you know, it's an amazing inspirational piece that they can look at all the time, but to know that they were part of it some way by either, you know, donating the fundraising piece or actually getting their hands dirty and being involved in creating it. Mm-hmm. Like that's so amazing and brings people together in the best way, I think, possible. So you still do, you're still expanding and putting installations everywhere you can when people reach out. But how has the store, having the store kind of changed things a little bit?
Well, it's given a sort of like a hub uh-huh. and a place for people to come. We're at on Elston at Roscoe, so right across the street from Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Oh, nice.
But there isn't like a lot of foot traffic.
Okay.
Also, we've been in the winter months, mm-hmm. you know, so we really haven't been open during the summer, so we don't really know
right.
what
a little
that
different.
Looks like.
Yeah. yeah.
But for the most part, we get a few community members that walk by and they come in. They're like, what is this all about? You know, and we have signage and graphics and information, and then we talk to them about it and stuff. But for the most part, it's like a destination
yeah.
for people that already know about the project. Mm-hmm. So it's cool because there's only so much you can kind of see and learn online.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of be like immersed in it, I think is a completely different experience.
Oh, wait, I want to come down
yeah.
so bad.
Yeah.
Like I want to come check it out. But so in the, so as it is, you know, a retail shop, I mean, you can, what kind of, items do you have in there? I mean, obviously probably can people like purchase their own large fixture if they want, or do you have a lot of, you know, stickers, smaller items, things? What do you have?
Yeah. So when you walk in, right there is sort of like the merchandise area mm. where all the stickers and shirts and other things.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And that's sort of like the permanent setup.
Okay.
And then we have a second space that's sort of the gallery. And that changes every 2 months. So we just did a show about taking care of yourself mm-hmm. and taking care of others. And it was all about the message of take care.
Yes.
And then.
I love that.
Yeah. I know, right? It's so hard yeah. to remember to do.
Yes, it
and,
is.
Yeah. And again, going back to like, I think I'm probably saying most of these things to myself first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, and self-care is a huge, I talk with my clients about this so much, and it's really kind of been on topic a lot lately. But it's like, it's okay to take care of yourself. It's not a selfish thing. We have to take care of ourselves to be able to take care of everybody that we love around mm-hmm. us. You know, so we need that time for ourselves. So that's definitely a great message. And I love that you, you know, had a focus on that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, next month will be, it's okay. Knowing that it is yeah. okay, or maybe that it's okay if it's not okay.
Right.
And so those are the main public areas that are always open every day, 11 to 7.
Okay.
Even on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have in the back sort of like the studio where we build everything. And so we do
so
monthly
cool.
tours and workshops and things. And so it's just about getting people in there in the space. And, you know, obviously people are excited to be in the space and they, you know, so many people have been like, oh my God, like I feel so creative just being here.
Right. I can imagine for sure.
Yeah. And then also though, the thing that's great for us is that somebody will be like, oh, why don't you try this? Or, oh, what, you know, and they do something. You're like, oh, that's really cool. So it's this give and take that I think is good for everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure people being able to be in there, see the space, see how you guys work. I mean, I can't imagine like just seeing how the workshop like is even, you know, it's you're kind of like there and being a part of it. But I'm sure people give you suggestions all the time about what they would love to see or, you know, sometimes I think suggestions, it might get to be a little, you know, too much. But also just being able to evolve the business and be like, oh, I never thought about that. Like mm-hmm. realizing what people would want because that is what you kind of want to be able to offer them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. And so, and that's also a bit of the middle gallery area mm-hmm. is like testing out new phrases, but also testing out new ideas and ways to make things.
Okay.
And to be like, oh, like it could look like this. And then people are like, oh, that's really cool. And, you know, and then that does lead to like custom pieces.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of people, do people like just email in kind of like suggestions on phrases or things they would like to see? Like, do you have a lot of input from people?
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that gets, I'm sure people have so many different ideas, but, you know, what kind of becomes an idea and turns into a reality is a little bit different. So,
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like when someone comes for and wants a custom piece,
yeah,
I ask a lot of questions like, oh, what phrases do you like that I've done, or what other pieces are similar into what, you know, you're kind of vibing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's good to have a little bit of like understanding of that, because some people are just like, I don't know, I just do you. And it's like, Right. Well, that's cool. I mean, that's amazing, but also Yes. That's like so open-ended. Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's good to ask questions and find out. And making something for someone, you know, everybody's so unique and individual. So it'd be nice to kind of get an idea and sense of who they are.
Yeah.
And it's something that can complement them, you know, and their life, which is just even better, you know, to have. So they feel a little bit more connected to the piece, I would say.
Right. And it's going to live in their either office or their home.
Right.
And they're going to see it every single day, and it's going to be part of their lives. And you want it to be something that's important.
Right. Something they love, you know.
Yeah.
They're with it forever. So, so what events do you guys host and have coming up?
Yeah, so we have the different openings that are every 2 months. So I think the next one is May 18th.
Okay, awesome.
And then, yeah, we do different workshops like in the evenings or on the weekends where you can kind of come in and, you know, paint your own piece or make a custom
T-shirt.
Oh my God,
really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to come.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to come in and do this.
Yeah.
So all that information, do you guys have a calendar on the website?
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is u-r-beautiful.com, U and A-R-E spelled out.
Okay, yes.
And then you can find all the events if you just go to yab.news.
Okay.
It pulls up the event calendar.
Oh my God, that's so cool. So people can just come in and paint whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make T-shirts. I mean, like this stuff, so that's so much fun.
Yeah, because I mean, we have all the tools and all the ability to make everything in-house. And so, yeah, I mean, that's one thing I've worked on over the years is how to make custom things.
Right.
And so now we can kind of like help share that to be like, you go nuts and like see what you can do. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just going with like friends, I mean, do they have to like reserve kind of a spot, or, you know, if they come in with like a big group, I can just see like a lot of people like work outings or just coming with friends and family and coming in and wanting to get creative. That's a great outlet.
Yeah. So we have like scheduled workshop times.
Okay.
But then also, if you had a big enough group, we would just make a time for you.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Wow. I love it. So do you have any, desires to open up any other stores? Do you see any other locations in the future?
Well, I mean, possibly. Mm-hmm. I think that right now I'm loving that we're all in one spot.
Yeah.
Before we had a pop-up in Block 37, which did really, really well.
Yeah.
But then we had one or two people at the pop-up. You know, we had like a couple people at the wood shop, you know, there, and then we had all our stuff in different storage units and stuff. And so now we have every single thing and every single person in one spot.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice. But yeah, we'll see, you know, definitely in the future as we grow, maybe there is some interesting things to expand on that.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so nice. There's something to be said for just having like your hub and just the one location where there's everything available and everyone working together and, you know, just getting people to be able to come in and see what you guys are doing. And I think it's just such an amazing, powerful message and mission that you guys really have. It's so awesome. So thank you for that. Thank you for being you and like spreading this. I mean, do you see, it's like crazy how one person can make such a huge impact. Like, I truly believe that's possible. But I mean, just to think of where this began and where it is now, I mean, that's just mind blowing.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't take a lot of credit for that because it is, I feel like it's the community that has sort of like, you know, spread that message far and wide. Like, me or a couple of people certainly couldn't have gotten all those stickers and all those different people's lives. And it's sort of like this pay it forward thing that people get it and then they spread it.
For sure.
Yeah.
But just the start of that, just from an idea, you know, wanting to spread a message and now everyone kind of taking it as their own, you know, passion project for the people. Like, I think that's just truly incredible. We need that positivity and goodness. So that's awesome. Where can people follow you on social media?
Mm-hmm. So across all channels, I'm Hey, It's Matthew.
Okay.
And then the project is YAB sticker. So YAB sticker.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you again so much for coming today and taking the time. And I definitely want to come out and hang out and see the studio and the space. It's just, like I said, all that inspirational stuff, like that's, you know, something that makes me super happy. Yeah. So I would definitely be, very interested in coming to see it. So I'll definitely have to do that. And then I'll tell all you guys about it when I'm there, but definitely go check out the gallery. And if you have any questions or topics that you want to hear about in the future, any guests, feel free to send me a message on my Facebook page at Jen Z and follow me on Instagram at Jay Z Beauty and the Beast. Thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye.